This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Crazy how things fly, right? That's 5 years ago.
So. I've been in and out of the car during the game, you know, and I'm watching on my phone and I'm paying attention and I'm driving around and I'm like, Kevin Dana is incredible. And that call right there at the end of the game was unbelievable. But I want to hear the halftime one.
That was the one I was referring to early, but the night I know was also great because I did not hear that one. I heard some of Kevin after the game was over when I turned it on.
Jimmy. Gosh. You can hear it reverberating around the Bay Area.
Stephen Curry, right before the half. This was, to me, this was basically night-night, and they were still down heading into the half.
This is halftime.
8 seconds left, so the Warriors will go into the break, down just single digits after being down 22. But can it be a two-possession game? A heave from 35. Oh, my, from Stephen Curry. Oh, he's going to run to the locker room. There's still 0.3 seconds left. It won't matter. 60-55. I thought he could have gotten about 5 feet closer to the basket. He had a chance to dribble, and, I mean, that thing went through the hoop. There was still time left on the clock. He could have gotten a lot closer, but he just flung that thing up, and he swished it, a rainbow triple, as the Warriors outscore the Nets 40-25 in the second quarter, and they only trail by five at halftime, 60-55.
Do you know what? The voice of that guy right there, Kevin Dana, he's joining us right now.
No way. Joe Shasky.
The voice of the Golden State Warriors last night on our airwaves, Kevin Dana. You hear him a lot with the C-dubs in the G League. Kevin Dana, baby. How you doing, man? River Island, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Thank you. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
No. Thanks for having me on, guys. I'm just chilling my New York hotel room. We're about to take off, get back to the Bay. Looking forward to getting home.
Hey, dog, you cannot be this calm after right? that game, after back-to-back New York's night-nights from Steph Curry. Just take me into, because I was hearing it on the broadcast in the second quarter when he hit bang-bang, double threes, coming in, checking into that game into the second quarter. Kevin, you have watched this team for quite some time. You've been following this team for quite some time. You've been in a zillion arenas. I can't remember an away crowd cheering for a player like Steph Curry who's not on their team the way they did throughout the entirety of that game. That was unprecedented.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, it really was, Joe. I mean, it felt like there were more Warriors fans than Nets fans in that
building.
Really? They were louder for the Warriors than they were the Nets. And, I mean, I'm sure that is basically all Stephen Curry, because I saw a lot of 30 jerseys, though I was pointed out to a Mikal Petras jersey last night.
No way.
Yeah.
French Air Jordan? France.
Yes, the French Jordan apparently had some jersey representation at Barclays Center last night. I didn't see it myself, but one of our PR guys, Michael Rubina, said, "Oh, there's a Mikal Petras jersey." I was like, "Oh, wow, nice. There we go." So, yeah, there were a lot of Warriors fans. I mean, he had like three or four MVP chants. Whenever he went to the line in the fourth quarter, the fans were chanting MVP. I even heard a Warriors chant.
I heard that, Kevin. They were down by 15 in the first quarter, and I was hearing a Warriors chant. I was like, what is going on here? Talk about, I'm not here to crush the Nets, but just a soulless building right now and a soulless franchise at that. The Brooklyn Nets, they're rocking a hard place right now when it comes to their fans, and obviously got the New York Knicks in town. But man, that just, it underscores just how much of a show Stephen Curry still is at this age. And the Golden State Warriors, dare I say, might be the best watch in basketball, which sounds insane, Kevin. Just given a month ago, we were talking about, can this team even be a 10 seed in the West? And now we're getting greedy and saying, can this team might be able to get the 4 seed, which sounds insane.
Yeah, I mean, they're 3.5 back of the Memphis Grizzlies for 4, 3 back of the Rockets for 5. I mean, and the way the schedule shakes out, there's a real chance this team could get to 48 or 49 wins, which would very clearly have them in the top 6 safely and might be enough to get them into that 4-5 game, which, you know, I'm looking at it from a first-round perspective first. Obviously, the Oklahoma City Thunder are the team to beat in the Western Conference. But just get out of the first round first. You worry about the Thunder later. If you can get into that 4-5 matchup and maybe even snatch home court for a round, I think that would be great for this team. Because as you mentioned, I mean, they're hooping 10-1 with Jimmy in the lineup. They're 35-28, 7 games above 500 for when it felt like for 2 or 3 months they couldn't get more than 2 games above 500 or 1 below 500. They're just kind of win-loss. And you had the big losing skid earlier. Things have really turned around since the Jimmy trade.
Kevin Dana joining us here on the River Islands Guest Line. As all guests in 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line, is it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, in Lathrop? And Kevin, I do want to ask this because obviously you're filling in for the great Tim Roy and you're doing a hell of a job and you have your own unique style. Have you now, how many NBA, I'm going to try to phrase this in the right way. When you're filling in, how many of the like key places, LA, New York, you can go Barclays if you want, but Miami, like have you now filled in and done every single arena in the NBA calling a Dubs game?
Now, you know, I think I'm at like 19 arenas right now. Okay. I will say this at the risk of jinxing it. I am 17-6 as an NBA broadcaster, 16-6 with Golden State, 1-0 with the Clippers. So I will say I do win games.
Huge. 1-0 with the Clippers. That's undefeated.
Kevin, I'm driving in the truck yesterday and you had some calls that were outstanding. But like, break me down right before halftime. You've watched Steph like I have, and you know I'm a huge KD fan, as in Kevin Dana, the real KD. The shot he took before halftime, It might be one of the craziest shots that I've ever seen Steph take in terms of how nonchalant it was, where it was, how much time was left on it. Like, I know he's hit some remarkable shots. This sounds insane. Is that up there with one of the craziest shots he's ever hit? I'm dead serious.
You're not lying. I mean, I wasn't expecting it. Like, he put that up there with like 3 seconds left. In the back of my mind, I'm thinking, what the hell is he doing?
Exactly.
Then he swished it.
It was so nonchalant.
He took it so early that it passed through the net with 0.3 seconds to go. Like, and he put a lot of arc on that thing. He could have gotten like right up to the 3-point line. I was caught off guard. I like almost wasn't looking because I was just kind of scanning the court. I was like, all right, he's not going to shoot now. Wait, what? Boom. I mean, it was unreal. It has to be one of his more unreal shots because, I mean, no, the half court heave or beyond half court heave in Orlando, like he had to shoot that.
Yeah,
like,
we saw it
and
coming.
He's hit a few of those. We all saw it coming. This one was like, wait, what?
Totally insane. Kevin Dana joining us here on the River Islands guest line. It's Spadoni and Chasky. It's the Morning Roast. And Kevin, there's a player I want to ask you because you know these guys better than anyone else because you are the voice of the C-Dubs, the G League affiliate down in Santa Cruz. Quinton Post, I mean, this guy, 10 points yesterday, 7 boards, 3 offensive. He got a couple blocks, couple of assists, scoring in the paint. Like, he has improved so much in these last couple months just being with the big club. Did you see this coming at all from one Quinton Post, the 7-footer, a guy that adds size and stretches the floor now, and he's using that size? Steve Kerr said it the other couple months ago. He's like, he's not a fake 7-footer, and I think we're now seeing that more and more as he's getting more and more aggressive, both offensively and defensively. Did you see this down in Santa Cruz, and are you surprised at all that it's looked this easy for him?
So I will say I did see the production in Santa Cruz, and I knew he was going to be a good player. I really liked him. I did not see it happening this year. Like, I'd be texting with one of your former co-workers, Brian Iglesias, and he's like, you got to bring up Quinton Post now. You got to bring up Quinton Post now. And I'd be like, hold on, let's take our time, simmer down. He's never played in an NBA regular season game, and doing it in the G League is one thing. Doing it in the NBA is a completely other thing. And I even asked Nicholas Kerr about this, the Santa Cruz Warriors head coach. I'm like, did you expect this much from Quinton this soon? And he's like, no. Yeah, I mean, he said that on the record, too. So, it took us, I think, all by surprise. Like, we saw what he was doing. I will say his last 5 or 6 games in the G League, like, once the calendar turned to the regular season at the end of December and early January, he was starting to put it on teams. And that's when he really started to show his low post game, which I know he didn't hit his back-to-the-basket buckets against the Knicks. He hit one against the Nets, but he does have a back to the basket game. I think that is going to come around a little more as time goes on. The shooting wasn't there at the start of the season, but you could tell that the shot looked good. It was just either short or strong. It was straight on basically every time. Now he's found that NBA 3-point line and he is cooking. I mean, he's getting close to 100 attempts on the season, and he's shooting like 43% from three. So this is no small sample size anymore.
I think he's got the second best shot on the team. Like, just the pure stroke.
Sounds crazy.
And how effortless it is, and fundamentally, like, and yesterday he ran off the 3-point line, or he ran to the corner, they threw it to him, he pump faked, and then he had the smaller guy on him, and he scores at the rim, and I'm like, yes, that's the evolution of the game, because he's kind of, he's struggled around the rim. We're burying the lead. Like, obviously, Steph is always going to be a headliner. That was the Jimmy Butler signature masterclass IQ game for me. Second quarter, non-Curry minutes. He was so methodical. Draymond finds the matchup, throws him like the little lob pass with D'Angelo guarding him at the block. He goes up, gets fouled. And instead of like playing a frenetic brand of basketball down 22, the Warriors were digging in on both ends, defensively and offensively, and being methodical. And I thought, instead of playing outside in terms of bombs away, they went inside out, and Jimmy was at his best, getting to the free throw line, kicking it out. I mean, great defense on a double team in the fourth quarter. I thought this was the signature Jimmy Butler game, and I think that this guy is an absolute, I mean, it's a Grand Slam acquisition, Kevin.
it is a grand slam acquisition. You're absolutely right. I mean, he also had the team's only three steals in that game. You were talking a little bit about his defense there, Shasky. And I mean, you see, he's a two-foot player. He comes down multiple times. That lob was thrown to him. He just come down with it instead of try to finish and then power back up. And it would kind of take defenses off guard because you're just used to seeing guys just, you know, they take the lob and they might as well finish it there while they're up by the rim. But yeah, I mean, 10 of 10 from the foul line. I was reading some stat. Now, I don't know how true the stat is because I haven't looked at it. So I almost hesitate in saying it. But apparently Jimmy Butler's taken the fifth most free throws on the Warriors this year. Sounds He's played right. in 11 games.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I was reading this on Hoops Hype, which is a pretty reliable source. And of course, they call the internet for other sources, but they do a pretty good job of calling sources. I mean, he got to the line, I think, 9 times against the Knicks. He's basically there 8-plus times a game, more or less every game. And, yeah, I mean, he is a huge reason, obviously, why the Warriors have belief that they can make a deep run this year.
I believe it.
What? That's the sentence.
That is the sentence. But you say that right now, and I'm looking at it right now, just the free throw attempts per game. Yeah, Jimmy Butler's averaging 7.7 right now with the Warriors. Jonathan Kuminga, 5.3. Wiggins, obviously, when he was here, is 4. And then Steph was
Curry's
4.
At like so, 3 or 4 yeah, for his career.
For his career.
Like averages
right?
a game.
But yeah. Having Jimmy Butler attempts. There, that big, you know, 6'7", 220, 230. Just look at the size of the guy when he's at the line. He's just so chiseled, and he just fights through contact every single time. And it was so refreshing to see that aggressive nature because the Nets, let's just call it what it is. The Nets stink.
Yeah, but they were fighting.
Yes, they were fighting.
Literally and physically.
Yes. Zaire Williams, I don't know what that was, trying to fight the guy with the broken nose and Gary Payton. I don't know what happened there. It was getting... Were you surprised at that real quick, Kevin? Like, the chippiness early on in that game, where was that stemming from? I was, like very odd.
Baffled.
Yes, very odd first half energy and all that. But, again, Jimmy Butler putting the team on his back, getting to the free throw line and putting the team in another position in foul trouble. I just wait until Jonathan Kuminga comes back. And again, hopefully, what Steve Kerr had said before the game kind of concerned me a little bit, just how hard it's been for Jonathan to, you know, feel good about that ankle when practicing. I guess he did some scrimmaging yesterday, so we'll see with JK. But you said it right there. You think this team can go on a deep run? And what does a deep run to you look like potentially in the Western Conference, Kevin?
Well, I think there's a chance they could go on a deep run. For me, let's see if they can get to the second round.
Okay.
And then from there, all right, you take your chances, see if you can, you know, make it a 2-2 series going into a game 5 and you know, just kind of try to make it 50-50 from there. I mean, Oklahoma City still has to be the runaway favorite. I don't care that they haven't been past the second round. They are smoking teams at a historic level right now. I think they're the best team in the league, even though Cleveland has a slightly better record. So, I mean, that is a tall task to get around. Obviously, the Lakers are looking really good. Denver's been playing better ball as of late. So, it's a crowded Western Conference, but I see no reason why, especially if they can get to the 4-5 game, why they can't get to the second round. And look, you got Steph, you got Jimmy, you got Draymond. That's not going to be an easy series for anybody.
All right, Kevin, on the way out the door, I'm in the car, and Joe, get ready to play the highlight. It's the end of the game.
I got it.
And we're about to have a show call, and I called Lubman right after this call, and I said, you marked the tape. Yeah. This was one of the greatest calls I've ever heard. I almost went down the canyon driving through O'Shaughnessy. I almost fell into Glen Park Canyon listening to this call. This was incredible. Walk me through this after you hear it. Audience, if you missed it, listen to this Steph Curry three-point call by Kevin Dana.
7 on the timer for Steph and company. Steph will throw it in. And looking around, hands it in to Draymond Green. Almost got away from him. Draymond to Steph. Quarter 3 in the air. Guccissimo! Bolonoids, and he does the old night-night. Buenas noches, Brooklyn. 119-109, the Nets call timeout, and the fans who are of the Brooklyn persuasion can hit the exits. Wow.
You did the night-night, Kevin, but they almost tricked the game off with the 10-point lead.
He went buenos noches. And the Brooklyn persuasion, dog, there was like 17 incredible lines uttered there. Where did you come up with that?
Yes. All right. So the Guccissimo, we'll go line by line here. Guccissimo, it's just like, it's some, you know, you just kind of, I'm Italian. So you just kind of Italianize it a little bit. Like,
I loved it.
You know, Gucci is like, it's Gucci. Guccissimo is like, all right, you put a little extra stank on it. The Brooklyn Persuasion, I don't know where that guy came up with that. That just kind of, that was straight freestyle.
That's my whole radio experience.
Yeah. So that one just like, it kind of hit me because I expected more fans to leave the building than actually did because there were a lot of Warriors fans there. I was expecting people to hit the exits en masse, but like most people just stayed because I think, again, most of these fans were Warriors fans.
It's incredible. Right.
And so that's kind of why I added the of the Brooklyn Persuasion, because I'm like, yeah, there are a lot of Warriors fans here. So let me clarify. It'd be a different thing if it was at MSG, but of course Steph always has a lot of fans there. Was there anything else you wanted me to touch on there?
The Buenos Noches was just...
Oh, Buenos...
I mean, so just
we got Italian, we got Spanish, we got English. I mean, this guy's Mr. Worldwide over here.
He's too short. He's so international.
There you go. Be legit.
Little Portuguese as well with the Boa Noite. Tap myself on the shoulder one time. So Buenos Noches, Brooklyn, it's just like a little alliteration with the B in Buenos Noches and the B in Brooklyn. So, yeah.
Kevin, I love you, bro. I love you, bro. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks, Kevin.
You know I'm a huge fan, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you guys for having me on.
That's Kevin Dana on the call last night.
Line them up, Warrior fans!
For the Warriors right here on 95.7 The Game, your home for Golden State Warriors basketball. Also voice of the C-Dubs down in the G League at the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. There you go.
I'm so fired up over that win.
He's so good, dude.
I don't care that it's the Nets. I really don't care. To me, it's like, this is a band that is now going worldwide, right? And every single town they go in, they might have been the opening act when the season first started. Now they're the headliner. I mean, this is what it is. Like, you have a vintage guitar player who is the man, or vocalist, if you will, in Steph Curry, and you've added one of the greatest drummers of all time in Jimmy Butler. Like, this is an all-star band that we got going right now. I mean, it's unbelievable. Draymond was in foul trouble in yesterday's game. Didn't do a whole lot. All the ancillary pieces are stepping up. All the background singers, right? Quentin Post, GP2 making plays. Moses Moody making plays. Hell, Pajemski's, his throat's a little sore. I don't know what. I guess his back's legitimately hurt.
No, 1 minute and he pulled something in his back. So hopefully it's something too serious.
I'm going with the band analogy here. But my point being is, like, next man up. My guy, Pat Spencer, making plays, pushing tempo. Everyone's making plays. This Warrior team is hitting on all cylinders.
888-957-9570. Huge win last night to improve to 4-1 on this road trip. Joe Shasky, we'll get into it on the other side.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.